Ukraine front and center today as we talk about $61 billion more being sent to Ukraine. $113 billion already earmarked for that country. So we're at, what, $174 billion? Stephen Moore is an American and founder of the Ukraine Freedom Project. A former congressional chief of staff, spent years on Capitol Hill, become a source on Ukraine to members of Congress and their staffs. Stephen, good to have you here on the program.
Steve Gruber, how you doing, man? Great to see you.
Good to see you. All right, so what is the Ukraine Freedom Project? Please explain.
Sure. I went over to Ukraine on day 5 of the war, just trying to help. And, I got about $2 million worth of aid to the front. And at some point I recognized that people in Congress, people in the U.S., folks like you may not be getting the best information about Ukraine. What I was hearing in the United States when I came back about Ukraine was wildly at odds with what I was experiencing over there. So now what I'm trying to do is just tell people what I'm seeing and give them some good firsthand data-driven information.
Well, give us some firsthand information, because I can tell you right now, American taxpayers are mad as hell, frankly. Another $61 billion. To a place that's already gotten $113 billion. Our border remains open. Veterans sleep on the streets. And a lot of other complaints that Americans have currently about what's happening here. Police departments underfunded or being defunded like they are in Denver. So the Ukraine Freedom Project, where is the disconnect? Why are people here so angry when Congress pushes through another package like this?
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, we are in World War III right now. And the only people until Saturday that are acting on that information is our adversaries, Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They are all working together. There's big conflicts. There's a war in the Middle East. There's a war in Europe. And, if we don't do this now, then we're going to see a much more expensive situation where there's boots on the ground, American boots on the ground.
I hear that, Stephen, but I don't buy it. I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't buy it. Look,
yeah. Tell me why.
Ukraine's not going to win this war. It doesn't matter if you pump in $1 trillion. They're not going to win this war. They're not going to. Russia's going to slowly grind them down. And then 2 or 3 provinces on the east end of Ukraine are going to become Russian territory. And then Congress is going to pass $500 billion for, BlackRock and State Street to go rebuild Ukraine at our expense while Europe sits on the sidelines. That's why.
Well, I part ways with you on that because, if Russia takes Ukraine, they're going to be on the border of 9 NATO countries.
And whose fault
is
that? Hold on. Whose fault is that? When the Warsaw countries dissolved in 1991-92, they were told that we would not put NATO countries on their border. And yet, every year since then,
I've heard this. Now, Steve, come on. Tell me. Who told them this? What treaty was this? Give me some specifics. No one told them this.
George W. Bush said that in a speech. Is there a treaty? No, we haven't had a treaty in this country since 1948 by terms of the Constitution. That's an irrelevant red herring. The fact of the matter is we put...
If
Mexico became a Warsaw nation, would America think, oh, that's fine?
Why do you think these countries join NATO? Do you think it's because of the great drinks in the officers' club? It's because Russia is aggressive, and the people with the most information about Russia, the people on their border, are doing the most they can to support Ukraine. Those countries are the folks that are putting all the money into Ukraine on a per capita basis.
Mm-hmm. Russia's never going beyond those eastern provinces. Russia can't beat the JV team in Ukraine effectively. They're not going into Poland. They're not going to break the wall.
I thought you said Ukraine can't win.
Ukraine cannot win. That's what I said. Once Russia they're going to go into Poland. People on your side, they're going to go into Poland. No, they're not.
Really? The Polish don't think that. The Latvians don't think that. The Lithuanians don't think that.
Yeah. Well,
Folks with the most information, about this, who are the folks that are going to get invaded, are the folks that are crying the loudest about the Russians.
Stephen Moore, sure. So I have you on. Ukraine's going to win this war with American money.
I believe they can. Let me tell you this.
Based on what? Their superior military? Their intelligence?
Based on this. So when I came to Ukraine on day 5 of the war, I was in Kyiv, and Kyiv was surrounded on 3 sides by Russians. And now I have to drive 800 miles to find a Russian. The Ukrainians have degraded Putin's war-fighting capability by half. We have spent
I want to be clear, Ukraine is going to win this war.
Yeah, I think Ukraine's going to win this war. And Steve, that's not the question.
It is the question.
Steve, the question is, what are we going to do about World War III? Because there's conflicts in two parts of the world. The third part of the world is
Asia. World War III is going to come from Beijing, not Moscow. World War III is going to come from China buying 2 million barrels of Iranian oil every day that backs up the Houthis, the Hezbollah, Hamas. That's where World War III is going to come from. Or China taking on the Philippines, which they're working with now, or Japan, potentially. That's where it's going to start.
So you think Putin's just going to peacefully take his 3 provinces and eastern Ukraine?
I believe that China's a far bigger danger and an existential threat to this country far more than Russia is. When was the last time we were in a shooting war with Russia? Honestly, besides the fact that we got involved with Ukraine, when was the last time we had a proxy war with Russia, or Russia came after us, or Russia did something to provoke us the way China's buying oil from Iran? When was the last time?
So Steve, those Iranian missiles that went into Israel, you know where they tested them? You know where they perfected them? In Russia. Mm-hmm. You know where the first place that Hamas
and whose
went
money bought
after
them?
They attacked
Chinese
Iran.
Money bought them.
Yeah, your point. Yeah, exactly. These countries are all working together. China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, they're all working together. And, you know, and we can't even get Congress to decide on what time it is, you know. So they're cooperating fully. And we're having conversations like this, you know. So we are in World War III. It's time we start acting like it. And, you know, if we let these countries get away with what they're getting away with, you know, we are in Russia went into Ukraine because Biden showed weakness pulling out of Afghanistan. So if we continue to show weakness, then we're going to see Iran get more aggressive. We're going to see Russia get more aggressive. We're going to see, China's going to look at Taiwan and say, you know, Putin got away with it. I can do that. So
that part I agree with. I agree that Joe Biden being weak is the biggest challenge we face. If you can hold for about 1 minute, I'll give you another 2.5 minutes to talk about this.
I love it. Thanks,
right,
man.
Hold on. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Huber Show.